Good afternoon. Well, actually, it's good evening, isn't it?
Good evening.
Good evening. Is it? It's actually good night. We are in. Where are we right now? What town are we in?
We are sitting inside Manchester, Maine, right outside of the capital city of Maine, called Augusta.
Augusta. We are sitting in the home of Travis Mills, Vassar, Michigan native. Now, would you consider yourself a Mainer now, Travis?
Well, you know, I for sure know I'm a New Englander because I won an award that said New Englander of the Year.
That's what it takes.
I didn't have the heart to tell him that I was from Michigan as a Midwesterner.
Yeah.
And I want my trophy revoked from here, my award. I guess so. I mean, I tell people I'm from here now when they say, where are you from?
Is there a lot of difference between Michigan and Maine?
Not really. I mean, the accent with the A's and the R's thing throws people when they're here, but not really.
No.
Well, matter of fact, the same parallel where I'm at right now is like 60 miles north of my parents' house in Michigan, so where I grew up. I mean, they call it Flatlanders, so there's a lot more hills and stuff here, but...
Is there as much friggin' snow in November?
sometimes. Not usually. Usually, though, it's funny because I can call my little brother and see what the weather is, and he can tell me, like... Oh, it snowed here today, so 2 days later we'll get that.
Yeah.
But it usually picks up a little steam as it comes across towards us.
We immediately went to weather, didn't we?
I love it.
This podcast isn't going to get a single listener.
Why not?
I think it's isn't it boring when you first start? I mean, hey, how's the weather?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When I first met my father-in-law,
yeah.
who was at the time just my girlfriend's dad,
right?
I didn't know him very well, so all I got to talk to him about was the weather.
Yeah.
And it was real awkward conversations.
Did he embellish the weather in Maine?
I didn't really listen to him when he did. But you know what? It blossomed in this beautiful thing.
Right. Where you actually, do you listen to him now or do you not listen to him?
Well, I mean, I'm his role model. It's really cute. He looks up to me and believes in me. He's also on the other mic over there.
He is indeed. And the reason why we're kind of crapping on him is because Craig Buck is also joining us. Hi, Craig.
Tim, how are you?
I love it that you're a
brood. Travis, hello.
Hello, Craig.
How long has it been since you guys have seen each other? It's been what?
At least 14 minutes.
We just ate dinner together, so
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
This morning we went to a meeting at the foundation together.
Yeah,
he went away for a week though for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right. You went down to where did you go?
Arkansas,
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
All right. Will you speak into that microphone?
Hello.
Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Craig. It's good to hear your voice. So, Craig, you are a diehard Bruins fan.
Bruins, Celtics, Red Sox, Patriots.
How can you watch? How can you watch the Celtics these days? It's painful.
It is painful, but...
Last year was fun.
Celtics are definitely number four on the list.
Yeah, they're a deep fourth. And who would be third on that list? Red Sox?
Red Sox.
Yeah.
Patriots one, Bruins two.
Yeah. You played hockey, though, in high school. We're going to get to that. But you played hockey here in Maine, right?
Yes.
And did you grow up in Hallowell, is that right?
Yeah, right next door to us here, Hallowell, Maine, at the old Kennebec Ice Arena.
Yeah. Did you ever play any games at the Colisée?
Plenty of games at the Colisée.
Really?
Yes.
What is it called now? What is the did they change the name or is it still the Colisée?
I think it's the Colisée.
I mean, I'm hearing you really well, but Craig, I'm not hearing you that well.
He keeps.
You're like tipping it away from yourself.
Moving away.
He keeps holding.
Stop making it weird, Craig.
Well, it looks weird.
It doesn't look weird.
It feels a little weird to have a phallic symbol near your mouth, but it is not actually that. It's actually a microphone. But did you play any games at that? What's the place that the Ice Vault? What is that? What is that thing?
Yeah, the new Ice Vault in Hollowell.
How old is that thing?
I think it collapsed maybe 8 years ago.
It collapsed?
Yeah, the
snow?
The roof caved in, yeah.
Craig, didn't your family used to own it? Or your grandpa was a part owner?
Yeah, when they opened up in
1974. Craig, you got it. Tilt away from your face. Tip it down towards your face.
When they opened up in 1974, my grandfather owned the land.
Really?
So he became part owner of the original Kennebec Ice Arena.
And then he sold it off? Did he eventually sell it off?
Yeah, they had to have more investments as years went by, and he just wasn't interested and sold his portion off.
Let me ask you something. When the Pirates, didn't they play a season up in the, was it the Colisée or was it in the Ice Vault?
It was the Colisée.
It was the Colisée? Yeah. Did you go to many games because it was closer?
Actually, that's when we were living in Texas.
Great. Good timing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Pirates, for leaving and,
He's a huge, huge Cowboys fan. Loves them.
Are you really?
Negative. We lived in Dallas from 1999 to 2014. Lifelong Patriots fan in Dallas.
Yeah.
While we were there, Patriots went to 7 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Cowboys won 1 playoff game.
Oh.
It was a beautiful thing.
That is fantastic. Did you rub it in at all? Did you give anybody the business?
Of course. We wore our Patriots gear everywhere there.
That's fantastic. Did you get beat up?
No.
No.
I'm a hockey player. Come on.
Nobody's going to mess with me. Wear my Bruins hat.
When he went to his son's graduation from airborne school, he had like 20 or 50 stitches in his face from a hockey fight. He went to the different graduation with stitches in his forehead.
You must have been the talk of the town. Did everybody think you were the coolest dad ever?
Yeah, we played in a game in Texarkana, and I got hit in the face with a slap shot, 26 stitches in my cheekbone. After 3 hours in the emergency room, I drove 3 hours back to Dallas and coached a high school hockey game.
That's good thinking.
Yeah.
Were you concussed?
The kids love me.
They must have. You're talking the talk, walking the walk, right?
He also takes no crap from nobody except for me for some reason. But
it's because he looks up to you.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Yeah. There sometimes. Yeah. But when we were living at Walter Reed together, like he was with me and my wife.
Yeah.
He went back home to visit his wife, and then he came back and he was suspended for 6 months because he fought a college kid.
You did not, did you really? Did he have it coming?
He did have it coming.
Yeah.
Was he right? I had been off the ice for 3 months. First game back. I'm 49 years old.
This tip it towards your face.
Kid tries to take me out in front of the net. Had to rip his helmet off.
You did? So he tried to take you out. How, was it a dirty hit?
Oh, total dirty hit.
Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't have gone after him.
Right. And then he started crying like a baby. So
yeah.
Next thing I know, I got 6 months USA suspension. Had to go before the board.
Yeah.
I retired.
That was it. You hung him up.
Hung him up. Haven't skated since. 5-6 years ago.
Holy smokes.
He's getting back into it.
You know what, Travis? That's a story that we should go with later on. But I really want to talk about your upbringing. Is that all right, Craig? Yeah, are you okay with that?
Totally.
We're going to come back to your suspension in a second.
Number five, Vassar, Michigan.
I was actually wondering when it was going to be about me. I was getting a little jealous.
I know. I'm sorry. Craig's he's intriguing, you know?
He's got great stories. He broke his neck one time. We're going to talk about Craig.
We're going to talk about Craig. I'm glad you came on, Craig. I'm glad you agreed to come on.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. So, Travis, you grew up in Vassar, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I looked you up, and one of the things that I figure on somebody, if they're somebody, they have a Wikipedia page. Did you know that you have your own Wikipedia page?
I made it myself.
You did?
Yeah, I really want to feel important. So I started making it, and it worked. No, I did know I had a Wikipedia page, yes, but I did not make it myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know how to answer that. Yes.
So I get most of my information, as my brother turned me on to, I get for our guests from Wikipedia, even though, you know, my wife thinks you're an outstanding human being.
I'm decent at best.
At best. Even though Craig looks up to you, what does that say for Craig?
He just rolls with the punches when I say that kind of stuff because I have no arms and legs. Well, let's not get into the weeds here. We'll get to that later.
So we were talking at Get Air because our kids went and jumped at Get Air, and we talked about your playing days when you were younger. So were you always into sports when you were a kid?
I was. I started with karate and baseball. And basketball, and then when I got to play peewee football, I actually had to go to the next town over because we didn't have a peewee football league.
Was Vassar small?
Very small.
Yeah.
And the town over had a football league for like third grade, I think.
Yeah.
And we didn't start ours until must have been sixth grade.
Was it tackle?
Oh yeah,
it was tackle.
Full contact.
Yeah.
So I went over there and played. Yeah. I was a 1993 karate state champion in Michigan. No big deal. I was like seven. And I played a lot of basketball and baseball. So yeah. I really enjoyed all. I enjoy sports.
Now you were a three-sport athlete in high school, right?
Yep.
When did you turn to the other sports? So baseball was a nonstop for you, and you obviously gave up karate at some point.
It got boring. I was only there to fight people.
Right.
And they kept it in, like, they call it marching. So, like, for an hour and a half, you'd march up and down. And then you got to spar for, like, 15 minutes. And I was like,
it's not why
I'm here to, you know, I'm here to do other things.
Here to kick people in the face like the Karate Kid.
I mean, you know, that was the goal. Actually, it was anything Chuck Norris did on Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, yeah.
If I could do a spinning, spinning back kick, like, in slow motion three times.
Yeah.
What? Get at me.
Yeah, and he had a badass face when he was done with it.
Well,
yeah.
Of course he did. He's Chuck Norris.
Everything he does.
Yeah, his tears cure cancer, but they don't. He doesn't cry.
He doesn't cry. Chuck Norris doesn't cry.
Yeah.
So that it explains why you and Craig get along so well, because you both, you know. Craig, did you always like to fight? When you
did I always like to fight.
When you were in Hallowell, were you the kid that would go out and fight somebody just to fight somebody?
As you can see, I'm a ginormous man. 5'8", 182.
That's pretty good. 182 is pretty good. You're not a young man.
I know. I'm double nickel. Double nickel.
Are you double nickel?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. So, Travis, you were a three-sport athlete in high school. Were you a three-sport athlete starting at a single-digit age, or did you start when you were in your double digits, like 10, 11, 12? When did it start turning over?
So, actually, when I was in, like, junior high, you could be in track and wrestling and basketball.
Four-sport athlete.
No, I did football, basketball, baseball, track, and wrestling.
Holy crap. And,
I mean, I lifted weights, I guess, but we didn't have powerlifting until high school. But, yeah. I mean, I was always doing sports.
Yeah.
And then when I got into high school, I played baseball, basketball, football, and I did do track and baseball.
Yeah.
But halfway through my freshman year, I got bumped to varsity. Yeah. So I had to give up track, but I still, like, lettered in track.
Yeah.
And I was on the powerlifting team, I guess. I don't know.
There was a powerlifting team at your school. I've never heard of that.
I pick it up, I put it down.
Really?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Were you always strong, like, from a young age? Were you getting jacked?
Yeah. I mean, I was, you know, my little brother wasn't, like, my size. He's, like, 5'11", maybe.
Yeah.
And I was, like, I don't know. I used to be 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was always pretty big.
Yeah. And then in high school, you had to trim it down. You obviously had to, you couldn't play all whatever it was, right?
No, they didn't let me play, or run track or do track. I did shot put. Yeah. And they had, you know, the baseball coach need me at the games, and I had to go to practice. And I was a varsity captain at sophomore year for baseball. So
So you did 3 years of captainship at the varsity level?
In baseball. And then football was junior, senior, both, you know, basketball and football.
Yeah. And so moving, this was baseball your favorite sport?
No. Football.
Yeah. Football was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was good at both of them. I was an all-state catcher.
Yeah.
And I batted like 550 my senior year.
Yeah.
Had a lot of offers, but I decided to try to play football in college.
How'd that go?
Well, I didn't want to sit the bench, and I thought redshirting sounded awful. And I thought, man, I'm awesome. What the heck? I was a kicker and a punter and a fullback and a linebacker. But we ran a wing T, so I was a fullback that actually was like a running back.
Yeah.
And I ran a 4.540, and I was like 230 pounds, so I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And my mom suggested I go to a community college, and there was one in the state that had football because she didn't want to tell me, but she didn't think I'd do well in school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt my feelings now. I'm thinking back because she knew I wasn't going to enjoy school.
Yeah,
I was only going to college to play football. Sure. Like, I was like, oh, I'm going to go play football. I mean, I'm going to go to college.
Yeah.
And so the schoolwork was an afterthought.
Yeah.
So went to the community college. We won the national championship in the JUCO league that year.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, but I didn't really have much to contribute.
Yeah.
You know, and then when the season was over, the baseball coach wanted me to play, but I was already kind of done with being in debt, and I wasn't doing that well in school. I mean, I was passing, but it wasn't.
What did you major in?
I had to like take like the 101 classes and a lot of stuff.
Really? You did?
Yeah, I didn't score very high.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not that I'm dumb. I mean, I feel like I'm very brilliant. I mean, ask anybody that knows me, they'll probably say like one of the smartest people they've ever met. But
the best looking.
Well, 100, yeah, hands down or off, of course. But, you know, I just didn't like school. I didn't. Yeah. I don't care about
college. Isn't for everybody.
You know, it isn't. And I mean, you're a learned man.
Yeah.
So like, well, I feel like I'm offending you by saying this.
No. I couldn't agree with you. Keep going, because I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, my mom, she didn't want me to join the military, but when I got looking at military, and I hated being, I was like $10,000 in debt.
Yeah.
From like, and I did a semester at the community college, and I started a semester at the other college back home, and I was just like, I'm done with this. I had my own apartment at 18.
Yeah.
My roommate. The college, like, there were 250 kids. They said, hey, you got a spot in the team.
Yeah.
So they all try out. And they get to the college, and they're like, you got to try out? What the heck? So, like, out of 250 people, only 52 people make the team.
Right.
So, like, I made the team, but, like, 200 people or whatever didn't.
Yeah.
And my roommate was one of those guys, and he was just a big, fat lineman. He used to sit in his rocking chair. He'd go smoke out back, come in, sit down, order Jimmy John's, eat his Jimmy John's, and to shut the lights off, he had a hockey stick. He would lean forward. And like shot his light. He was a big old fat kid, but he didn't get. He got offered a helmet. Like, hey, you get a helmet. You know, 12 guys got offered a helmet to be like maybe on the team. Someone gets hurt. Right. He's like, whatever. I'm out of here. So he like paid for half of my apartment and moved home. So not only did I pick the master bedroom with the bathroom and give him the garage because we had a garage that came with our apartment.
Yeah,
but I got that garage too.
Oh my god, that's a good situation.
So I live alone at 18. Do whatever I want. You know,
That's and, good and bad, right? I mean,
No, I didn't. No. I was pretty responsible. My mom and dad had me full of like chunky soup. They always bought half a cow, you know, like, so I had a bunch of frozen meat.
Yep.
So, you know, I'd always charge my debit card over and then get a fine and be like, I don't know how that happened. Cause you know, I'm trying to buy fast food and I got all the food. I just got to cook it. I'm like, no. But then anyway, so I decided to move home because it's just, I was in debt and I was like, this isn't working out. My mom and dad were like, you gotta be at this time or you gotta do this. And I'm like, what? Yeah. I lived alone for like 6 months. Yeah. Like, what do you mean I gotta do something? Like, I don't have a curfew. I'm an adult. And they're like, well, whose house are you in? And I'm like, what? I'm an adult.
Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, so I showed them. I went and joined the military in their face.
Did they not want you to join?
You know, not really. It was wartime. My mom was really tore up about it. She knew I was going to like it.
Yeah.
And my mom, that's the funny thing. My mom's always known me probably the best. I mean, my dad knows me too. We get along great. But, but like just like college. She knew I was only going to college to play football.
Right.
And I was not going to be the kid that was like, oh, hey, hold on, let me just keep studying. I was just like, well, this is boring. What's on TV?
Right. And like, so it was, this is 94 at this point? No, wait a minute, what am I saying? 94.
Wow, that's hurting me.
That's terrible. You're only 31. Like 31, 32?
31.
31.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were 0...
It was 05.
05, 06.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go into... I want to backtrack just a little bit.
Do it.
I will tell you that...
I mean, I still hold a junior high shot put record, I'm pretty sure.
Do you really? Do you keep looking it up?
I tell people that, but I don't really know if I do.
Is that stuff online? Can we verify that?
I'll call tomorrow.
All right.
I'll put But if they tell me I don't own it no more, like, I'd be very upset.
I'm not going to put it on the podcast. You got it until, you know, somebody has another podcast and asks you the same question.
If I don't ask, I mean, I know I held the record for years.
Yeah, I'll just keep telling people that.
Yeah. I'll go in there. Yeah, I win.
Vassar Junior High School, was it?
Oh, you know it. Like, eighth grade, crushing it.
So college is not for everybody. That is, even though I am a teacher and you call me learned man, I if somebody would have given me the option to not go to college out of high school, I would not have gone. I would have gone and learned how to be an electrician, and I'd probably still be an electrician today because I love zapping myself with electricity. But they told me, my guidance counselor told me, there's no money in teaching, because I wanted to be a teacher if I was going to go to college. She goes, you shouldn't do that. You're good in math and science, so go be an engineer. And I was miserable for 10 years as an engineer. It was in school, I had to study 3 hours a night for 6 days a week and try to play baseball. There was no college experience there. The college baseball was my experience. The rest of it was just miserable.
So for me, I actually wanted to be a high school teacher and a football coach. Like, if I was going to college, I was going to go to be a history teacher because I enjoy history.
Yep.
And I was going to, you know, coach football or baseball. But then, you know, I thought maybe it's not the college thing's not for me right now.
Yep.
You know, it's not, and I tell people, like, when people at the like school or whatever ask me, like, hey, would you ever think, like, maybe you shouldn't join the military or maybe you should have went to college? I'm like, look, I had one bad day, you know,
right.
But yeah, for me at the time, college was not, there was no way I was going to get through it. And now, I'm just too busy to even try to attempt it.
Yeah.
And I feel like nowadays, if I went to a class and they asked me a question, I'd just get on my phone and say, hey, Google. You know what I mean?
That's what I wish. I wish I would have had Google when I was in school. Or this, they have this new thing where you can scan a problem, a math problem, and it will do it for you. The kids use it all the time. They cheat all the time in school. And I mean, if I would have had that when I was in college, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
I would have been psyched out of my mind. And I would have used it because the temptation would have been too much. But did you go to school, Craig?
I did not spend one day in college.
You're probably psyched about that too.
Absolutely. I shouldn't say I didn't spend one day in college. I spent many nights at college.
At college.
Yes. Craig, you tip it towards your face.
Thank you for the coaching.
And for my next number, I would like to.
I mean, I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for the people listening.
The people. The millions of people that listen
millions
to this podcast.
Millions on the podcast.
Listen, there's 147 people in climbing that listen to this podcast.
Let me tell you something. We're going to put this on my Facebook page. And that's 87,000 that just might.
87,000 on your Facebook page? Is that what it is now?
Something like that.
God damn. Do you do all the, like, the Twitter and
do Instagram? Do I have all that? Of course I do it.
Do you have somebody that manages it? Do you do it yourself or do you?
You know what?
You can answer that honestly.
It gets done.
Yeah, it's kind of freewheeling.
Yeah. Well, we have my niece does it. She's 26 years old. She does it for us.
Yeah.
Or my wife will do it, who is a lot younger than I.
Yeah, so my wife does it. Yeah. Craig and I don't really dabble, yeah. but I'm going to get an iPad because yeah. Craig left one on a plane, so I had to buy a new one today.
Wait, what happened?
Craig was, we were both a little tired. He was a little grumpy. He was getting beat at our chess game, and he didn't want to play no more, so he slammed it shut, and they put it in the back of a seat, and then we got up and left it.
Were you on the plane when you had this altercation with Travis?
Yes, we might have been in seats 1C and D, so it was in a bulkhead, and I put it in the bulkhead because it ran out of battery, actually.
Well, you shut it off first, and you weren't moving quick enough, and I said, Craig, there's only so much battery, and you knew the game was over, and you wouldn't quit. You wanted to drain
the battery.
Yes.
That's a great strategy.
Yeah. Then we had to jump up because we landed in Detroit, had to go get a rental car. We were all worked up.
Not we.
I was all worked up.
Thank you.
Tried to gather our bags together and looked in the seat to make sure I didn't forget anything, but forgot to look in the magazine holder where the iPad was.
The new iPad I bought has a thick, thick case. It won't even fit in the back of those.
So was it one of the small ones that you left on there?
No.
It was the iPad Pro.
Oh,
yeah, don't worry. I just had to replace it.
That sucks. That sucks.
It's like, you know, $1,300.
No big deal. Whatever. Yeah. So you guys are flying all over the place. So I'm gonna get back to after college in the Army in a second. But you just alluded to flying. What are you flying for?
Motivational speaker. I go in there and I tell people my story, what happened, and then have a positive spin and make it fun and exciting. And I don't know. We do about 60 a year on the road.
So you're flying everywhere, or are you able to drive? Places, because
I mean, we drive like local, Boston, like Boston. Yeah. If anything farther than Boston, we're taking a flight.
And Craig, do you go with them?
Yep, we travel together on all the events. This year, I think we did 28 states, 41 cities.
Holy crap!
And then I think 19 in-state events also.
And not to make it weird, but I spend more time in my boxers with Craig than I think anybody else.
Well, I don't blame you. He's a good-looking man. We had somebody on our show who is from, most of the people are from Maine, but a guy named Bob Marley. Have you guys heard of this guy?
Yeah, we ran into him on a plane. I mean, I told him he had it all figured out. He figured out it was one shooter with six guns instead of six shooters with one gun each.
Yeah.
And he knew exactly what I was talking about.
What are you talking about?
Boondock Saints. You ever seen the movie?
Oh, my God. That's right. That's
he
right.
figured it out, and the detective really was like, what are you, an idiot?
Yeah.
And they ripped him a new one. So the first thing I said to Bob Marley was, hey, man. You had it figured out. I can't believe it. And they didn't believe you. And he looked at me kind of dumbfounded. I said, yeah, it was one shooter with six guns instead of six shooters with one gun. And he was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude. So he was on the show as well, and he had just an hour and a half of just ridiculousness. But
did he talk about me? Because I'm kind of his role model, too.
I didn't hear him talk about it unless you're deep into the management of the U.S. water skiing, because his kids are deep into that water skiing thing. Which I had not heard of ever in Maine until he came on the podcast, but that's neither here nor
like
there.
What
I
kind
can
of
see
water
you
skiing?
Water skiing, like competitive water skiing.
Like slalom skiing?
Slalom and like course skiing.
Wow.
And the speed skiing. Like, I didn't know that existed in Maine until Bob came on the show. I can see you doing that, though. I saw you ripping around on your boat this summer.
Yeah, I was definitely a water slalom skier.
You were?
Yeah, and I would go through the slalom course.
You would? How were you?
At 15
he's,
off.
He's better when he tips it towards his face, so I can hear him.
At 15, 15 off, so 60 foot, I could do the course 34 miles an hour.
No, so I don't know anything about it. Is that fast?
I think, in the pro level, they do it at 36 miles an hour, but at 34 miles an hour, it's still
that's pretty good. Fast. Yeah, that's pretty good. Is there a slalom course around here?
On our lake, one individual has one, but there's none that you can use commercially.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, Travis, you leave college, you move back home, you join the Army. What were your hopes and dreams going into the Army? What was your thought process there?
Well, I had no idea. Yeah. I went in there, I was looking to be an electrician or something, get a trade out of it.
Yep.
They showed me airborne infantry video, they offered me $24,000 signing bonus, and I was just like, yep, I'm in.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and just jumped on board with that, and we had a really good time. Basic training was fun, you know, and then all that.
Just disappeared. Just Craig, just so everybody knows, Craig just disappeared.
He didn't realize his drink was empty.
Oh, his drink was empty.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get his drink.
Well, he has it dumped down here. I don't know why he would go upstairs. Whatever. It don't matter.
Maybe he has to go pee-pee. Is there a bathroom down here?
With a urinal.
Well, there you go. Well, I don't know where he's going.
Ridiculous.
So you go in looking for a trade.
They show me an airborne infantry video and offer me $24,000 signing bonus. And I was like, that's the ticket.
Yeah. And so you had options once you went in. So you go to boot camp. And then when you're done with boot camp, at that point, do you already know you're going into the 82nd?
Yeah. So I knew I had airborne school. So I went to airborne school after boot camp. And then they said, that's Craig getting his drink we were talking about. Yeah. You heard just
you notice how he
background.
Only brought one down? Did he ask you if you wanted one?
Yeah, I don't drink beer. He knows that. All
right.
But, and I got to keep my wits about me, I was told. Didn't you guys tell me that? Anyways, so.
I think I told you to drink more because we sound better when we drink more.
I'm back.
There he is.
Can't beat it. So, I went to airborne school, and when I finished that, I had the choice to go to Ranger Bat for a RIP program.
Yeah.
And 22 of my buddies, or 21 of my buddies, were all going to 4th Brigade. Going to 82nd Airborne Division.
Okay.
And I was like, I'll just go with them, I guess. So I figured I'd go with them, hang out with my friends from basic. We got to Fort Bragg, and 21 guys went to 1st Brigade, and only one went to 4th Brigade. Me. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I lost contact with, like, all the guys from basic. Made new friends.
Yeah.
But it was fun and exciting time. I was 19. And
I can't imagine you have a hard time wherever you go, just the times that I've met you, that you have a hard time making friends.
No. Matter of fact, I talk too much, is what my wife always tells me.
It's perfect for a podcast.
You know, it's also a motivational speaker. So every time I go anywhere, out to lunch or a store, and I get talking to people, Kelsey's like, why do you always do that? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then she's like, I don't know, she'll critique me on something I sounded stupid on or say I just did this wrong. I'm like, you realize I'm a paid
that's what I do for a
motivational
living.
Speaker that travels nationally.
Yeah.
But don't worry, because I got my wife, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law to keep me grounded.
It's like the governor on a school bus.
Yeah.
So you go into the 82nd. You have brand new friends. It's war is on, and when do you find out that you're going to when you're going overseas?
Yeah, about 3 months after I got there.
You said
you're going about 6 or 7 months in. I left.
Yeah,
so I got there in August of 6, and I left I think January of 7.
Yeah,
and then yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
and I went overseas. It was, you know, I thought we're going to be firefights all day, da, 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 but we weren't really.
Yeah.
Lifted weights a lot, went on missions every day, came back every night, had hot food. My medic went home in 2007 to watch his daughter be born in September, and then I got a MySpace like friend request. I was like, oh.
MySpace, that's awesome.
I was like, I don't know this lady. Like, who's this girl? And some girl in a cowgirl hat was looking at me and winking or whatever as her profile picture. I was like, I don't know her. And I went to hit delete because I thought it was like a dating site. And as I looked at the name, it said Kelsey Buck. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's my medic's little sister.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, well, I first said, that's the same last name as my medic. So I clicked the profile, and I realized very shortly that, hey, man, my medic never told me he had a little sister. And, you know, she was 18 in college.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I better hit accept and start chit-chatting with her. So I hit accept, started talking with her, hit it off with her, and then we scheduled a trip. When I got home, we decided we were going to go hang out on vacation.
Yeah.
So I came back for 18 days, and we spent New Year's in Cozumel, Mexico together.
Nice.
Kind of like first date was in...
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That was sweeping somebody off their feet.
Yeah. Well, not that guy. He wasn't too pleased, and his wife was not excited either.
So did they know about it?
Oh, yeah, they knew. She was 18. She was an adult.
So, Craig, tell me, what did you think about that situation? Be honest.
Kelsey's living at our house, going to school. Travis comes in, back from Afghanistan on his leave, knocks on the door.
Hold on, was he in uniform?
Oh, no, no. Even better. I opened the door. He's 6'3", 275. Ding, ding. And I ask him, what do you shop the shirts too small store? Because he's got 22-inch biceps. He's nervous as can be, shaking in his shoes.
Not true.
At this 5'8", 180.
He's intimidated.
Yeah, right. As Craig's looking up at me, And I'm patting him on the head, saying, yeah, it's okay, buddy. I'm not going to hurt you.
Also, he, says, he had
thank you, sir.
Earrings in.
You had the earrings?
No, and I'm like, no, I didn't.
Oh,
when
you really?
First, when you first met me, I took them out.
You took them out. Okay.
Okay.
Wink.
What kind of earrings did you have?
Diamond studs. The girl champions wear.
Both of yours?
Oh, yeah. You can't just do one anymore. Not these days.
Did you have any tattoos, visible tattoos?
I didn't have any tattoos until like, Kelsey's. I went and got a tattoo with Kelsey, actually.
In Mexico?
No, after Mexico. Oh. We went back to Michigan for a week.
I was going to say, I've heard this story before. You go to Tijuana, and next thing you know, you come back with herpes and a tattoo.
Didn't get either, luckily. So that's nice.
That's good. It's always a bonus of leaving Mexico.
Right, right. But I got my last name tattooed on my back. I'm going to get a number 5 put on it, and then, like, Vassar. Good old glory days.
So you get this mountain of a man showing up to take your daughter to Mexico.
Oh, yeah, and her mother was terrified.
Not of me. I wasn't, like, vicious. She was just, like, terrified that.
Right, because it was right after, you know, shortly after the Natalie Holloway disappearance.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then this guy comes in, takes Kelsey, 18 years old, off to Mexico.
Yeah.
I was only 20. It's not like I was, like.
Right, right. She's calling the resort in the middle of the night. I need to talk to my daughter.
Oh.
So I got up, went to her room, and knocked on the door. She, you know, Kelsey answers. I said, your mom's calling. Can you pick up your phone? I went back to my room, went to bed.
That's awesome that he got two rooms. I mean, only a gentleman with two earrings and his own name tattooed on his back.
I didn't have the tattoo at the time.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm. That was the next week.
Damn it. So they got two rooms, which is great. I mean, that's really the honorable thing to do. So did Tammy freak out? Was she calling her all the time?
I think a couple times during that week, probably.
So 7 days was the longest 7 days ever. I mean, now that you know Travis.
Josh, my brother-in-law.
Would you have called more or less?
More.
That's real cute. My brother-in-law, like, who's my buddy, he vouched for me. He's like, he's actually a really good guy. You don't have to worry about. But, we said we're going to get married, came back, got married. And then been married since, 2008.
I mean, you got two of the most gorgeous kids ever. I mean, I know you're biased, but my boys are just love the fact that your kids want to come down and play. Well, Chloe especially, because they're about the same age, but they get so excited when they hear that going to see Chloe or Chloe's going to come down to see them.
You know, it's kind of funny because Chloe gets all smiley when I say that Aiden and John are coming. I don't really quite understand that right now.
Well,
wait till she gets excited.
Wait till she tells you they're going to Mexico at 18.
Oh. No, I don't have fingerprints, so, like, I don't got to worry about anything, to be honest.
Oh, man, you got one up on us.
And you know what's funny is I installed a wood chipper on my boat, so it looks normal now. You know, I mean, not for your kids. I'm saying because your kids are general, right, obviously. Right. So they can go get three rooms, two rooms, whatever. But I'm just saying.
Because we're all going to go together.
Yeah. We're all going as a family.
Yeah.
It's going to be super fun.
It's going to be great.
So I actually went to Chloe's school last year, and the six-year-olds, and I'm talking about all my hands. I have different hands and attachments. Like, I'm not sure if you guys ever. I know John hadn't seen me got here, but I got a hook. He's like, you got a hook? I'm like, oh, I got a bunch of hands.
Oh, he's fascinated, yeah.
But I was showing these hands off, and I got this one hand, it's called a Greifer, and it'll close 25 pounds of pressure, and then you can close it again to 35 pounds of pressure. And I tell these little boys, like, so when you guys come over in 10 years, when Chloe goes on a first date, if it's one of you, I'm probably going to break your hand. And the teacher goes, you can't say that. And I said, yes, I can.
No,
and Craig's in the back room going, what are you doing? And I started sweating a little bit. I was like, if their parents were here, I'd say it in front of their parents. I know their parents. I don't care.
I'll crush the parents' hands, too.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I'm untraceable.
Yeah, yeah. So Dax has gone to the point where he's walking now.
He's a wild man.
He's all over the place.
Yeah, yeah. He makes this really awesome sound when he doesn't get what he wants. It's real high pitch and, like, ah,
good times.
Yeah, I just you know, ooh.
Does that make you grind? Because it used to make Aiden used to do that when he was young, and he'd whine. Like, he'd wait till he gets to the whining stage, and you're just like, you know. And I'm sure I did it when I was a kid, but as a dad, it's just it puts me, like, in a whole nother level of, like.
And I just feel like, as he's trying to have a competition, who can yell louder? Because then I start yelling, like, louder, like, hey! And he does it again. I'm like, no, no! And then I realize I'm yelling at a baby, and I'm like, I better not yell at this kid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I can't yell at a baby.
Yeah, I hope that continues as he gets older and he can speak. Were you a yeller as a parent?
Oh, total yeller.
You were?
Yeah.
Actually, I heard he's got a really
anger
good...
issues.
I heard he was a fun dad who has
a
really good Valley Girl impression.
Really?
And used to sing people awake.
I did. Kelsey would not get up for school, so I would crank up Three Doors Down.
Oh, it's great choice.
Kryptonite. Kryptonite. She said Kryptonite was Kryptonite, your song.
Right, yeah. And get up and just blare it.
Yeah.
And she still wouldn't get up, so that's when the glass of water came out.
Oh, you're that dad.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, I was the dad that did the drip, drip, drip.
When I took her to Mexico, they were like, thank God. And then I kind of saved her, you know, from herself.
Yeah.
I'm a saint.
Right.
And, you know, she would get so, like, I would have to go to work at 5 in the morning from the apartment after we got married and everything. And I'd come back, and, like, I'd get back at, like, 5 o'clock at night, 6 o'clock at night. So she's home all day alone, and I get it, like, new place and whatever.
Sure.
But then, you know, she could sleep in. I told her I don't get a job because I got to deploy again. So I'll take my bills, or our bills, I can take care of them.
Yeah.
Well, on the weekends, she'd be sleeping and be like, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. I was like, no, this is my time to hang out with you.
Yeah.
So I get our dog. At the time, he was, you know, 7-8 months old.
Yeah.
And I'd get him all riled up, say, buddy, and I'd get spinning. Spin around, I'd run towards our apartment bedroom door. I'd stop in the doorway of our bedroom, and he would jump on the bed and swirl around, and I'd run back to the couch, and I'd sit down, and I'd wait for her to get up, and I'd wait 15 minutes, and if she didn't wake up, me and Buddy go back at it again, and she'd come out mad at me. I'm like, look, you can have the weekdays, but the weekend's my time to hang out with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Get up. And like, I had to sleep on the couch last night because I keep waking up to, like, take a pee at, like, 4 in the morning. Yeah. She's like, I cannot have you interrupt my sleep. And my dog had surgery, so I slept on the couch, actually, for the dog.
Yeah.
But Chloe, luckily, is a morning person. So Kelsey gets to sleep till whenever Dax wakes up, like 7 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
But Chloe, 6 o'clock in the morning, I can guarantee she's coming down to say, Dad, let's get up. And I say, all right, let's go.
Your dog is not small either. That's a big pup. Was it his?
My dog? Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he's heavy. He's husky now. But yeah. He used to be fit. We used to... I mean, you know, you get older and everything. But no, he was a puppy at the time, but he would jump on the bed, spin around in a circle.
That's
great. Because I would always get home from work, and I'd run towards the bedroom, and then he'd jump on the bed, so he'd be like a kind of eye level, if you will, and I would throw him around and play with him. We'd run through the house, and then I found it works great when she's still in bed on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I wasn't playing games. I'm like, whoop, time to go. Yeah. And I'd run towards the bedroom.
So let me ask you this. I'm going to change gears just a little bit. Your kids are... gonna be old enough to play sports in no time.
Mm-hmm. Chloe plays soccer already, and she does gymnastics.
Yeah, will you coach them?
No,
no.
You know, I don't think
don't want to, or because you just want to be a spectating dad.
I don't think I'll be able to, really.
No,
I can't teach technique. I can't. I'm not sure the viewers really know yet. Like, what if they don't know who I am? And that's fine. I'm not like embarrassed to tell everybody. Like, I stepped on a bomb. I lost both arms and legs from an IED, so I don't have the ability to, like, throw a football or catch a football or, you know, run around. So, like, it is fine. Like I said, my goal was high school teacher and football coach.
Yeah.
I actually was going to finish my third deployment out and finish it. I was coming back. I was taking college while I was in the military, so I had about a year and a half left. So a 3-year recruiting stint, I should have been able to finish my degree, cross over as an officer, retire at age 38 as, like, a major, get a pension, and then go be a high school teacher and football coach still.
Yep.
So that was my big goal. Yep. But now, I mean, I don't mind coaching, like, at home. I don't really get on, you know, Chloe's coaches. Like, she's 7.
Yeah.
I'm very competitive, so, like, I had to back that up. But luckily,
That was my next question. If you're not going to coach and being a parent, are you going to be able to turn that off? Because when you're a coach, at sub 10-year-old, it's herding cats, right?
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I think I'll be able to. I don't want to hold any punches back. Miranda Cook High School doesn't have a football program right now, really.
Yeah.
And there's Kent's Hill right up down the road from that. It's a private school, but they have awesome facilities and programs.
Yep.
I'm not so sure that Dax isn't going to go there.
Yeah.
And I'm not embarrassed to say that because as much as school is important, I'm going to push for school and, like, help out with that. I'm also thinking, like, sports and athletic, and I think it helps with leadership and team building and bonding and stuff like that. But no, I can tone it back. Luckily, the soccer coach I can make fun of all year this year. It's my business partner / good friend. That's my neighbor.
Really?
So when he did something I didn't like, I'd say, hey, what, you fired the coach. What the heck? you suck.
So you live on this plot of land. Chloe and Dax have maybe arguably the best...
mom and dad in the world, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's nicey, Clay. Mom, too. So you have the best plot of land right here for those guys to grow up on. How satisfying is that as a dad?
Well, you know,
where those guys can go.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Like, It was actually Gary Sinise Foundation. If you guys ever watch Forrest Gump and you see Lieutenant Dan, you know, that's Gary Sinise. His foundation, you know, helped build this smart home for me and my wife. And we got to find the property. We found a great property. And it's 20 acres, which is nice. Butts up to 2,000 acres of state land.
Yep.
You know, Chloe's got a four-wheeler she rides around. And I'm excited about it. Chloe also likes to shoot a little bit. So, and then Dax will have the four-wheeler. He'll be able to shoot a little bit and things like that. So I'm excited, you know, the life we're going to be able to provide here.
That's pretty
cool. Probably going to put a pool in and by next year, and then we'll have all of our friends over. See, I want to be the house that all the kids want to come to, because I'm not the parent that's, like, really leaning on, like, hey, kids should be able to drink. No offense if there's either one of you two.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm like, I'll buy all the pizza rolls they want, or I'll buy, you know, I mean, just like come hang out, and they don't realize like I'm the puppet master, like I'm like in charge of everything going on.
Yeah,
and that's the beauty of it.
There's a lot of parents that think the because they're gonna, you know, high school kids do it. They're gonna do the same thing we did. You know, they're gonna experiment. They're gonna do their thing. But there's a big movement out there of parents that say they're gonna do it. If they're gonna do it, I want to know exactly where they are. They're in my house. I know exactly where they are. And I don't know if I'm there yet, because I don't have to deal with that yet. But a little piece of me is like, yeah, you know, I want to know where my kid is all the time. So having this,
I get that.
Plot of land right here, you got plenty of space, right? I mean, you got the kids could come over here. You could build a, you know, a football field out in the backyard here and have all of Dax's friends come over and throw the pigskin around, you know, put the pool in. Guaranteed.
Oh yeah,
guaranteed.
A pool out there, and then eventually I want to build a garage, like a four bay.
Yep.
I say garage, but like four bay garage.
Yeah.
And the upstairs is going to be just like, you know, basically we can hold like big Thanksgiving dinners and stuff up there, but like 20 person seated couch, back wall, all big like projection screen.
Yeah.
And I'm not building it for me so much as like all my like the kids and their friends,
because
if I can have them here, then I can be the one that dictates, you know, what's going on.
Where's the next stop for you? What's the next venue you're going to go to?
I got to go to Boston.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Yeah, Boston, and I have L.A. coming up. And
Lewiston-Auburn or Los Angeles?
Los Angeles. Los Angeles.
So when you do these, the one thing I didn't ask you, when you do these speaking engagements, how big a crowd are you getting? Is it small venues? Is it private corporations trying to?
It depends. You know, there could be 50 people in the room, which is really awkward.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's like somewhere in like the, you know, 500 to 1,000, sometimes 3,000, 8,000. I don't know. Depends.
Yeah. And then when you get on there, now I already know the answer to this, but people don't know. You're a fantastic spokesman for what I preach every day in my classroom, but which is one of the reasons why I've been following the stuff that you've been doing, because I've been sharing what you're doing in my classroom about your motto, which is what's your motto?
Well, at the hospital when I had to recover, I decided to never give up, never quit, and I'm the only person my speech coach told me that can do a double negative for a motto and get away with it. So that's nice. But I always tell people never give up, never quit, and the two life lessons I've actually learned is, number one, don't dwell on the past. I'm not going to be able to close my eyes and change what happened. So instead of dwelling on it, I just reminisce it.
Yep.
And the other one is, you can't always control your situation, but you can always control your attitude. So every day I wake up with no arms, no legs. It's my choice if I want to make the best of it or not. So I always decide to do the best I can. And I am actually a happy person, because I just, you know, hey, life goes on. I have two wonderful children, amazing wife, and thankful to still be doing the things I do. And TravisMills.org for all your Travis Mills needs, of course.
If people wanted to get a hold of you to do a speaking engagement, how would they? What is the best way to get a hold of you?
TravisMills.org.
Okay.
Or, I mean, my cell phone, but I don't, not really. Craig handles all that stuff. He's my business manager.
Yeah. When he's not losing things,
Yeah, I get it why he's mad. Like today, when you guys walked in, I lost the first game of chess tonight.
Yeah, it was intense. When I walked in, it was intense. There wasn't a lot of...
I let my guard down, and I paid for it dearly. But it doesn't matter, because I'm still up overall by a lot.
Yeah. So thank you so much.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
You're an awesome dude.
I really wish Craig would... he walked away. I wish he'd keep his voice down and realize that his echo's coming through that microphone over there.
Well, you know, he gets excited. Yeah. Sound effects brought to you by Craig Buck.
Yeah. Very nice. Anyway, all right. Well, I appreciate it. Everybody have a wonderful, super duper, fantastic day or night whenever you're listening to this. You're all wonderful, beautiful, amazing people, and thank you for your time, you champions.
So, hi, Chloe. Hi. So, you are, can you hear yourself okay?
Yeah.
You are on a podcast with your dad.
Her favorite dad.
Mm-hmm. Her favorite dad. So, let me ask you something. Is your dad a good dad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Is he a pushover?
I don't know what that is.
Today when I said you can't have a phone case and you can't have that squishy ball, what did I do?
You could bought it for me.
I know, because I'm a pushover.
You're a pushover. You are. Now, does he put up a fight, or when you ask for something, does he say, no, and then he finally gives you whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is, do you celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Do you believe in Santa?
Yeah.
What do you think that Santa is going to bring you this year?
Twisty pets.
What's that? What is that?
It's like a pet. It's like an animal that has... It's like a bracelet that has a head and a tail, and then you can twist it.
So does it come off your wrist by twisting it?
Yeah.
That's so cool. Are there different kinds of twisty pets?
Yeah.
There are? I'm going to have to look those up. Now listen, did you like going to Get Air the other day?
Yeah.
Do you want to do that again?
Yeah.
Now listen, do you wish that there was a place around here where you could do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Was there anything that was a secret they're not supposed to tell people?
Yeah.
What's that secret?
We might, in right here in Winthrop. No, what's it called?
Winthrop, you're right.
Winthrop,
she
we
nailed
might.
It.
We might do American Ninja Warrior course.
Did you like the Warrior Gym?
Yeah.
You did? You liked that a lot? Did you like that better than Get Air?
Mm-mm. Ooh, see, because I talked to your gymnastics coach, and she said that the overhead on the insurance is what would kill you with one of those.
With Warrior Gym or
Get Air?
Get Air. Gotcha. That's what I thought too. Plug it right in, buddy. So, Aiden and John, did you know? I'm gonna break out a secret for you. Are you ready? Can you keep a secret away from Aiden and John? So, Aiden and John get very excited when they find out they get to come up here and play with you, or if you're going to come down and play with them. It's pretty cool. They get excited because they like you a lot. Now listen, the next time you come down, do you think you could bring Dax down too, your little brother?
Yeah.
You do?
Maybe.
Maybe. Do you like having Aiden and John to yourself so you can tell them what to do and say, go do this, boys? Or do you just like to play with them?
I like to play.
They're pretty fun, aren't they?
Wait, who's your teacher?
Miss Ballard.
Miss Ballard, is she nice?
Yeah,
that sounds like a familiar name. So do I.
And what's your favorite subject?
Reading.
Oh, ask them what their favorite subjects are.
What's your favorite subject?
No. Say, John, what's your favorite subject?
John, what's your favorite subject?
I have three: recess, lunch, and gym.
All right.
Lunch. Recess, gym,
and math.
Oh yeah, and writing.
Oh come on, writing.
That's, and reading.
That's my. Those two are my least favorite. I like to listen to Playways.
And math, because Dad's a math teacher.
Oh come on.
It's her dad.
Who's your best friend?
Ingrid.
Who's your best friend?
Ingrid.
Who's Ingrid?
I thought you were going to say Dax.
She actually wanted to have Ingrid come up here tonight, but she couldn't. Ingrid's my business partner's daughter. They're the same grade. Yeah, she's not here all like this weekend.
So, Chloe, can you tell me about your best friend?
Ingrid is my dad's working partner's daughter.
Okay. And is she really fun to play with?
Yeah.
She is. What's so fun about her?
We make up songs.
Ooh.
Sing a little bit.
No. He sees you when you're sleeping.